The U.S.-Canada border has been closed to most traffic for over 10 months now, but there's a group of people who've continued to cross it regularly throughout that time. Truckers. So what's it been like to be one of the few who still go between the two countries? To hear one perspective, I called up 33-year-old Sean Dumas of Swanton. He drives an 18-wheeler for Bellavance Trucking. When we got on the phone, he was at work, pulled over near Windsor, Vermont.
Today I went to Putney, Vermont I dropped a load of recycling bales material, and I picked up another load in Springfield, Massachusetts of recycled paper, and I'm going to be bringing that to Sheldon, Vermont today.
On top of these kinds of trips through the Northeast, Dumas says he also drives his big rig over the U.S.-Canada border about 3 or 4 times a week, bringing things like chocolate or technology products to factories in Quebec and Ontario. Those trips can make for 12-hour days.
I'm kind of just used to working long days. And previous to me driving truck, I was a dairy farmer. So long days to me, I'm not scared of them. I'm used to them.
Dumas says in the first weeks of the pandemic, right after the border closed and the roads were suddenly empty except for trucks like his, the border crossing felt strange.
For the first month and a half, 2 months, it was ominous. Not having any cars, it was just trucks, and it was smooth going through, to be honest. It was a smooth transition for all truckers going through.
Like it went a lot faster than it normally would?
Correct. You didn't have to mingle your way around any kind of cars that were blocking the port of entry for trucks. There was no cars.
So that was the first couple months. How has it changed over time since then?
I would say late spring, early summer, heading northbound. Customs started doing checkpoints for us trying to go northbound. And being greeted, and I mean, I've been crossing the border since I was a child from playing hockey or just visiting relatives or going to places up in Montreal or other parts of Quebec. I've never had never seen this. Is it's almost like a military presence trying to cross into Canada. They're checking our citizens during COVID. They're having us get out of our trucks at a certain point, rummaging through our vehicles. And I understand they have a right to do that. But pre-pandemic or days that were not so pleasant, they weren't there doing that. They only chose certain days that they wanted to be outside checking. Only freight trucks going north.
Hmm. So extra scrutiny from the border officials. I mean, it sounds like that was kind of surprising.
It was. I've never experienced such a thing. So I'm not quite sure why they were doing it. I think it's more that they didn't have anything to do.
In terms of the pandemic response, I mean, are they asking you about exposure to COVID-19, anything like that when you cross?
Especially Canada, northbound, asked almost every single time. Southbound, not as much, coming back into the States. At first, the first few months of the pandemic, they asked every single time when I was crossed. Now that it's spread across the globe, the U.S. side's not asking as much.
So back around Christmas, there's this situation, I don't know if you saw this at all, in southern England, where at one point as many as 6,000 trucks were all stuck waiting to go over to the border to France when France had abruptly closed its borders due to the new variant of the coronavirus that was coming out in Britain. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you prepare for anything like that, potentially getting stuck on either side of the border during this time when things are different than they used to be.
I was actually in Ontario when my girlfriend called and said that Trudeau and Trump were going to be closing the borders. Hmm. And I was actually in Ontario that day that was happening. And I was like, well, I don't know what this is going to mean for me. Like, majority of my days, I'm in Canada, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'm going to go back and forth. Like, and my hours going to be cut? Am I not going to have a position anymore? When that first happened, that the borders were going to be closed, I was pretty pessimistic what was going to happen. But I don't foresee any way possible that the freight moving between the United States and Canada could be slowed down. I mean, it would haul our economy to the ground.
Especially, you know, thinking back to the early in the pandemic, I remember seeing a lot of signs around Vermont thanking truckers specifically as essential workers. And this was at a point, you know, when people were much more in their homes and there were shortages at grocery stores, hoarding going on, concerns about supply chains. Do you feel like you're still treated as an essential worker now that we're almost a year into the pandemic?
I look at myself as just a part of the machine that keeps North America going is how I look. I know I'm essential. I play an essential role. But the real essential people, the people in healthcare, those are the men and women that are the ones to take your hat off to. I just play a small part in moving freight around.
Well, Sean, you know, you've gotten used to this situation where you're kind of the only one going over the border. What do you think it'll feel like when people are allowed to cross with you again over the U.S.-Canada border?
I'm really hoping that they can soon, because I have friends that their significant others and their families haven't been able to embrace what we're at 9-10 months now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't wait that they can do that. You know, and for our economy alone, it plays a big part, at least in Vermont, the big Quebec and Vermont tourism attractions, you know, spending dollars north and south. We really need that back.
Sean Dumas is a driver with Bellavance Trucking. Sean, thanks for your time today.
Absolutely.